Ah, there you are. You must have received the note I sent you. Please close the classroom door and lock it, and then have a seat. I guess you're wondering why I wanted you to come to my classroom after school today. Well, it has to do with your poor performance on the most recent test scores in my biology class, specifically the sex ed tests. Doesn't make any sense to me why your scores have dropped so drastically. You were doing great up until a few weeks ago. A's and B's on all quizzes and homework assignments. But sex education seems to baffle you. Most male students do quite well when we cover this material. I suppose they're more motivated to study a subject that they're extremely interested in. Boys your age think about sex constantly. And you are no exception. I've noticed the way you look at the girls in the class. It's so obvious that you are imagining how they would look without those short skirts and tight sweaters. And I've seen the way you look at me, too. Don't think I don't notice how you try to look down my blouse when you come up to my desk to ask me questions. This may be my first year as a teacher, but I wasn't born yesterday. I can spot a horny teenager when I see one. So, if you're just as horny as every boy your age, why is it that you can't grasp the concepts I've been lecturing about? You don't know either, huh? Well, I can tell you that your mother is very worried about this. She and I had a parent-teacher conference yesterday afternoon, and I suggested to her that you and I should meet after class every day for a few weeks to do some remedial sex ed lessons. I assured her that with a little personal tutoring, you will probably improve your grade by the end of the semester. So she agreed with me about the extra lessons and tutoring. So I will expect you to be in my classroom every day after school no later than 3:15. We have a lot of work to do, and I expect you to be prompt and ready to learn. I know I'm only a few years older than you, but I expect you to show the same respect for me that you do all of your other teachers. I'm not giving up my afternoon free time if you don't plan to take this seriously. Is that understood? Good. Now, I see no reason why we shouldn't get started today, so let's begin. First, I want to go over some basic human sexual anatomy. You've already seen the illustrations from the textbook and from the visual aids I use during the lectures. That's enough for most of my students, but for you, I think we need more accurate examples. So, I suggest we use our own bodies. I want you to strip off your clothes so we can cover male sexual anatomy first. Yes, I'm serious. Take off your clothes. There's no reason to be bashful. This is a scientific demonstration. You're almost an adult, and it's time you started acting like one. You don't have anything that I haven't seen before. Trust me. Are you still too nervous? God, you're so immature. Would you be more comfortable if I undressed first? Okay, then come over here. I want you to watch closely while I remove my clothing. Let me just take off my blouse and skirt. I'll leave my bra and panties on for now. It's time for you to take your clothes off. Okay. Let me help you pull that polo shirt over your head. I see that your body has developed as you would typically see in a male your age. Your shoulders and chest have broadened, and your arms have grown more muscular. I see that you have also kept yourself fit, and that's something that most potential sexual partners often find attractive. Now, let me help you take those pants off. I'll just unbutton and pull them down for you. Should I take your underwear off now too, or are you still too nervous? I thought so. Fine, we'll take off my underwear first. You've been staring at my bra since I took my blouse off. But I wonder if you know the purpose of bras? You see, sexually mature women like me need to wear bras to support the weight of our breasts. My breasts are very large and full. They're also quite heavy. A proper fitting bra shifts the weight of my big breasts off of my back and onto my shoulders. If you think you can handle it, I want you to help me remove it. Come closer to me and reach your hands around to my back. You need to unhook the clasp back there to remove it. Just slide them together and they should unhook. No, never mind. I'll do it myself. Remind me that we need to work on this in our future lessons. Women will think you're incompetent if you don't know how to unhook a bra, and women don't like to have sex with incompetent men. Next, I want you to get down on your knees and pull down my panties. Yes, it's okay. Just slide them down like that. Why are you staring at me like that? You seem to be very distracted by the sight of my naked body. I wonder if this is a good idea for our first lesson. Perhaps we should wait and cover female anatomy next time. I don't think you would remember anything I taught you in the state you're in now. That dumb look on your face just proves that you're overwhelmed by all of this. But I think we should push on and at least go over some male sexual anatomy. You probably know this part of the subject pretty well, but it won't hurt to cover it one more time. Let me just get down on my knees in front of you. I'm going to pull down your underwear now. Don't be afraid. I promise you have nothing to worry about. I am your teacher, and I need to expose your penis so that we can continue the lesson. Have you ever shown your penis to another woman before? No. Well, if you ever want to have sex in the future, you're going to have to show yourself to someone eventually. It will be much easier to be naked in front of a woman for the first time if it's in a safe setting like this classroom. So, just relax while I pull these boxer shorts down. That's better. Your penis isn't very big, is it? That's unfortunate. Most young men your age have developed much larger penises than this, and based on the development of the rest of your body, I don't think you can expect it to grow any bigger. But on the bright side, you seem to be able to form an erection quite easily. No, I'm not surprised or offended that your penis has gotten hard. It's understandable, considering that there is a beautiful naked woman with very large breasts on her knees in front of you. Most men find me attractive with my clothes on, so seeing me naked would naturally cause your penis to harden. Does it usually get hard like this when you're aroused? Yes? And it usually gets even harder and bigger? Okay, we will see about that. Tell me something. Did you shave off your pubic hair? Yes, I see. Did you shave it because your friends told you that women prefer to give oral sex to a clean-shaven man? Well, that is true for many young women. But to be perfectly honest, I think this is wishful thinking on your part. Your lack of sexual confidence and small penis size lead me to believe that you won't be having much oral sex anytime soon. At least not from any of the girls you drew over in this class. No, I think your best chance is to learn to give oral sex proficiently and hope that some woman is grateful enough to return the favor. I will make sure to point out my clitoris when we study female anatomy next lesson. I can give you some instruction on how to stimulate a woman orally to give her an orgasm. Trust me, you are going to need all the help you can get. Why don't you take a seat in my desk chair? I'm going to kneel between your legs so we can observe your genitals while I point out your reproductive organs. Try to focus on what I'm saying to you. Okay, I'm going to touch and hold each of your organs while I describe it for you, and it may cause you to become distracted again. Okay? All right. This is your scrotum. Inside it are your testicles, these round things that I'm rolling with my fingers right now. they are what produce sperm cells and a hormone called testosterone. While their primary functions are purely for reproduction, most men find it pleasurable to have them massaged or even licked and sucked during sexual play. I can tell that you find this pleasurable by the way your penis is twitching. But try not to get too excited. I've still got more to show you. Next, there is your penis. You probably refer to it as your cock. The root of the penis, which is sometimes called the base, connects your penis to your pelvis via several tough ligaments. The body of your penis, or the shaft, contains erectile tissue that, when filled with blood, causes you to have an erection, like you have right now. Finally, there is the glans, which is also called the head. This is where your urethral opening is located and where semen is ejaculated from. This sensitive area under your glands is called the frenulum, and it contains several dozen nerve endings. Men feel high levels of sexual pleasure when this area is stimulated. Tell me what you are experiencing as I gently massage it with my fingertip. Does it feel good? Mm-hmm. Do you feel it making your penis grow even harder than it was a moment ago? Do you want me to stop? I didn't think you would. I'll keep rubbing it gently while I wrap my other hand around your shaft and caress you up and down its length. During sex, it is necessary for your penis to be as hard as possible. Only a hard, stiff cock can penetrate deep enough into a vagina to ensure that the semen is delivered for fertilization. But for the purposes of this lesson, I just want you to observe what your penis looks like when it is fully aroused. You were right. Your penis has continued to swell and harden while I've been arousing you. Actually, your size has increased quite nicely. Do you think it will grow harder if we increase your arousal level? Let's give it a try. I want you to place your hands on my big breasts and massage them gently. There you go. Feel their weight. And imagine how nice it would feel to suck on them. To roll your tongue around my nipples. Feel their warmth and think of how lovely it would be to place your cock between them. Do you think you would like to feel these big, beautiful tits stroking your cock? Oh, yes. You are getting much harder for me now. I thought you might enjoy a little dirty talk. Well, looks like we're almost out of time for today, so I think we need to wrap things up, but I don't think it would be a good idea to have you leave my classroom with a bulging cock poking through your pants. If anyone saw you, they might get the wrong idea about what we were doing in here. So I think I'll use these last few minutes to demonstrate a male sexual climax and ejaculation for you. So after a certain amount of stimulation, the penis will initiate a chain of events that will lead to an orgasm. If I continue to stroke you like this, eventually you will climax and ejaculate. But in order to speed things up, I'm going to use a different technique to guide you to orgasm. I want you to lean back in the chair and try to relax your entire body. I'm going to use my mouth and tongue to lick and suck your penis. You will probably feel extreme sexual pleasure while my warm, wet mouth glides up and down your shaft, and my sweet little tongue massages and flicks against your cock head, which is called, right, your glands. Good boy. Now, I want you to watch me closely during the demonstration, okay? Focus on the way my mouth pleasures you while I suck you off. And you should begin to feel tension throughout the shaft of your penis as your arousal reaches a peak. Okay. I'm going to cup your balls in my hand to keep them warm and encourage more sperm cell production. Watch. Watch while I take a moment to run my tongue all around the head of your penis and flick it against your frenulum. And now I'll take your head back into my mouth and suck it hard and fast. Your balls are beginning to tighten and lift. This means that you're getting close to orgasm. Usually you should warn your partner that you're about to ejaculate. It's a polite thing to do. This gives her the opportunity to pull away, because she may not want you to come into her mouth. But I don't mind. I would be happy to feel you ejaculate your cum into my mouth. And feel it coat my tongue. While I suck out every last drop. And taste your cum. Before I swallow it. My penis is beginning to throb in my mouth. I can feel it twitch with pleasure each time I lick the tip. I want you to ejaculate for me. I want you to come. I want to suck you even harder. And faster. And drive you over the edge. Come for me. Ejaculate your semen into my mouth. Let me taste it. Let me swallow your cum. That's a good boy. That was an excellent demonstration of a male sexual climax. Just wait a few more moments. I'm gonna make sure that all of the semen is extracted from your penis. Well, I am pleased with the progress we made today. I think there might be some hope for you yet. We will continue these tutoring sessions every day for at least a few weeks. Depending on how much material we get through, it may be necessary for us to meet at my house on evenings and weekends too. Besides your low test scores, I'm also concerned about the premature ejaculation I just witnessed. That blowjob only lasted a few minutes before you came in me. We'll have to do more of those to see if we can lengthen the amount of time before you orgasm. Vaginas feel even more arousing than mouths do. And if you want to be able to pleasure a woman with your penis, you will need to learn to last longer. So I think we will end each lesson with oral stimulation for the next few lessons. So please refrain from masturbating so that you'll have energy for those demonstrations. But like I said, you've made some impressive progress today, and I'm encouraged by your effort. Later this week, after we cover female anatomy, I'd like to get started on some other intimate sexual interactions. I think French kissing, breast play, and some basic sex positions will be a good place to start. So go ahead and get dressed. I will see you in class tomorrow morning. Make sure you get plenty of sleep tonight. You're going to need the rest.